This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه فأعرض عنها ونسي ما قدمت يداه إنا جعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرا وإن تدعوهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذا أبدا صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday, I made multiple appeals to my audience. Number one, I spoke about the importance of connecting to the Quran, and I'm sure the message was well received, and I'm hoping that we have made some commitments with ourselves and with our Creator. بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانُ لِيَفْجُرَ أَمَامَهُ بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانُ لِيَفْجُرَ أَمَامَهُ Sometimes a man doesn't want to change, not because he's not convinced on the truth, but because he wants to continue a life of sin. He wants to continue a life of sin. I'll change the day I go for Hajj. So you haven't realized the truth now? No, I'm too addicted to my habits. Well, time won't allow you that, my brother. Time won't allow you that, my sister. The devil has no problem with our good intentions as long as it is for tomorrow. Between the regrets of yesterday and the hopes of tomorrow lies the opportunity of today. Yesterday is mystery. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. And today is a present. That's why it's called the present tense. It's a gift. It's a gift. It's a present. Capitalize on it. Exploit the moment. Make the best of it. So we need to connect with the Quran now. We need to connect. Reading the Quran in Ramadan is great, is rewarding, is noble, is awesome, is brilliant. But why stagnate at that level? We constantly want to change our recipes. I need to eat something different. I need to flavor it. You need to garnish it. You need to drizzle this year. You need to do this year. We want to add variety. We want to excite it. We want to spice up our marriages. We want to add flavor. Why don't you add spiritual flavor to the recitation of your Quran? You're reading it, great. There's beauty in it, absolutely. It's making you cheer, wonderful. And can you imagine it's taken a notch higher where you start connecting with lessons of Quran, with scholars of Quran, with people of Quran and understanding the message of Quran. I promise you, there is nothing. I'm a human like you. I'm a fallible mortal like you. We have our fluctuations and we have our dull moments. When I have my dull moments, all I need to do is listen to beautiful recitation of Quran and go into reflection mode. And then I would contemplate with the grace of Allah over whatever is been recited. And I credited this to Allah that He afforded me the opportunity to teach the entire Quran multiple times. And I continue to learn. I haven't even touched the surface properly. It's just wara'ul wara, as they say. It's beyond our grasp. It's the speech of Allah. But in my little basic elementary understanding, just listening to the Quran, and then you'll have that, the different opinions and commentary and text variations of qiraat and the balagha and all that will play out in your mind. I promise you it will take away all your depression instantly, my brother. This is Quran. It's magic. It's magic. Tufail bin Amr Dawsi said, I came to Makkah Mukarrama. They poisoned me. Don't listen to this man. Hatta hashawtu fi udhuni qutna. Hatta hashawtu fi udhuni qutna. I stuffed cotton wool in my ears and I passed by one street in Makkah Mukarrama. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was reading Quran. My word, my word. You listen to beautiful recitation and tears trickle down your eyes. And you can feel the Quran. It's so soothing. وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْ In Bukhari Sharif, in the first volume on page 155, according to one particular print, the words and the couplets and the stanzas of Abdullah bin Rawaha are there. وَفِينَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ يَتْلُو كِتَابَهُ إِذَا انشَقَّ مَعْرُوفٌ مِّنَ الْفَجْرِ سَاطِعُ أَرَانَ الْهُدَى بَعْدَ الْعَمَى فَقُلُوبُنَا بِهِ مُوقِنَاتٌ أَنَّمَا قَالَ وَاقِعُ يبيت يجافي جنبه عن فراشه إذا استثقلت بالمشركين المضاجع. My word, your hearts will burst. وفينا رسول الله. Abdullah bin Rawaha said, O people, we had Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst us. Juz 26, chapter Hujurat, the chapter on apartments. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. And know and understand, O companions, your honor is great. In your midst, in your presence, was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever I read about this, I just tear. My body goes into spasm. I cannot explain what happens to my thoughts and how my envy for the noble companions, how Allah had blessed them to be in that gathering where Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was present. How often it would be like, okay, just wait. I think revelation is in process. My word, you sitting and conversing with him, and then the program is put on hold. Not because of some disturbance or interference or some unforeseen circumstances. The majlis is put on hold because revelation has commenced. Did this not happen regarding Surah An-Nur in the 18th juz, where Allah exonerated the honorable consort of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and multiple verses were revealed in which Allah exonerated her and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposed the architect of this accusation, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, in the following words: Inna alladhi tawalla kibrahu minhum lahu adhabun azim. The one who orchestrated the chunk of this accusation, for him is a severe torment. Can you imagine that moment? Can you imagine the richness of that gathering? La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah connect us with the Quran. May Allah grant us the love of Quran. Wa rabbuka al-ghaniyu dhur-rahmah. Okay. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَا. We come back to the verse that we were discussing, verse number 57, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who can be more evil and more wicked than the one who ignores the signs and the verses and the reminders of Allah? سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ. We will show them our signs in the horizons, in the skies, in the earth, in the galaxies. I've been to many planetariums and I've done a bit of study of astronomy when I was studying. And of course, there's so much between astronomy and Islam that we can understand and appreciate, because the Quran invites us to astronomy. It's not a book on astronomy, but yes, it has the discussion of astronomy in it. It's a book on guidance. It's not a book on zoology, but yes, it has the mention of animals in it. There's so many chapters. Fil is an elephant. Allah speaks about Baqarah. That's a chapter in the Quran, the cow. Allah speaks about the spider. Allah speaks about the honey, the bee. Allah speaks about the elephant. Allah speaks about so many different. It's not a book on zoology. It's a book on guidance. But Allah tells you, look, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةٌ وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةٌ. And for you, there is such a rich lesson in this cattle, in this animal that is before you. You in your farm, you in your planting, you are milking. Look at it. La ibra, a point of reflection. Like my brother, my heart screams out. How can someone not know the Quran is the truth? I beg Allah not to block my heart and seal my heart. Because when Allah blocks the heart and seals the heart, then none can guide us. May Allah guide us. May Allah protect us from deviation. Chapter 2. Verse 3, Juz 3, Surah Ali Imran, or rather chapter 3 as well. The third chapter, Surah Ali Imran. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. Oh Allah, don't deviate our hearts. Allah, don't deviate it. Allah, don't deviate it. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma allamtana. We have no knowledge but what Allah has given us. Rabbi zidni ilma. Oh Allah, increase us in knowledge. وَلَئِنْ شِئْنَا لَنَذْهَبَنَّ بِالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. If we want, we can seize your revelation. فِيهِ أَشَدُّ الْخَوْفِ عَلَى سَلْبِ مَا رُزِقَ أَحَدٌ مِنَ النِّسْبَةِ وَالْكَمَالِ. كيف ولا أحد أعز على الله تعالى من حبيبه صلى الله عليه وسلم. فلما خوطب بهذا فأين غيره منه. الله أكبر الله أكبر. Allah warns us. Allah sounds a strong warning. He can snatch and seize. He can take. I used to always say to my students, and I say it again, that Allah is doing us a favor to allow us to try and connect with the Quran. Daily we need to beg Allah, don't deprive me of this iman because of my wrong. Allah, don't reject my fast because of my deficiency. Don't reject my recitation because of it not satisfying the credentials of acceptance. Go and apply for a visa. Go and apply for a visa. And if it's written there that you need to write with a blueprint and you wrote with a black print, they refuse you your visa. But all the details, no, we've told you, you got to write with a blueprint. And if you come and give cash and they say you need to EFT, no. But yes, no, you need to EFT it. And the size of the photo is not right. Or the size is right, but the background is not right. Or you weren't supposed to smile and you're smiling. Oh my word, one specification is out for a visa and then it's declined. And then you think that Jannah is so easy and it's so cheap and it's so simple. You know, someone said this here, and this is, it's a painful reality. Everybody is expert when it comes to a particular field. He's an authority, he's the dean of the faculty. But when it comes to religion, then everybody besides the experts are experts. In all other matters, you go to the authority, you go to the man in charge, you go to the person who's got the badge, you go to the person who's got the qualification. But when it comes to religion, all goes, it's fine. I was sitting in a divorce case, three divorces were issued. And I said, well, listen, three divorces are done and now there's consequences. I recited the verse from chapter 2, Juz 2. فَإِنْ طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدُ. And if the talaq is given, and prior to that Allah spoke of two talaqs, الطَّلَاقُ مَرَّتَانِ. And thereafter Allah said, فَإِنْ طَلَّقَهَا, which means the third talaq. فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ, she is not permissible for her husband, حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرًا, until she marries someone else. فَإِنْ طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا أَنْ يَتَرَاجَعَا إِنْ ظَنَّا أَنْ يُقِيمَا حُدُودَ اللَّهِ. So the brother says, no, I don't think that it's not possible for them to reconcile. Because the way I look at it, this child is going to be deprived of parents and Allah is merciful, so I'm sure it will be fine. Hello? Hello? You sure it's fine? Okay, try and go into a hospital, there's someone that's ill. You know what, I'm sure the doctors won't mind. I'm sure there's no protocol. Because you know what, this person is on their way and this is their child. Regardless of the sensitivity and the need, there's protocol, there's bureaucracy, there's formality, there's red tape, there's procedure. And that is why Allah wants to rescue that child. That is why Allah's given you the chance of three talaqs. And don't give it, don't issue it. Why be impulsive? Why be in haste? Why just blurt it? Right? So when it comes to religion, unfortunately, we all have our own opinions and we just say things, you know what, in however way we feel. And may Allah forgive us. We're not making progress with the verse, but hopefully, you know what, each reflection is a message for us today. Okay, getting back into the verse 57, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and who can be a greater wrongdoer than the one? So I was quoting these couplets, you see, I digress from that. Of Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, he said that وَفِينَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, we had the Prophet of Allah, يَتْلُو كِتَابَ, reciting the Quran, إِذَنْ شَقَّ مَعْرُوفٌ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ السَّاطِعُ, at the crack of dawn, at the flush of dawn, أَرَانَ الْهُدَى. Can you imagine Mecca, the Kaaba, the precincts of the Kaaba, the galaxy of the Sahaba, the golden era of Nabuwat, and the Prophet of Allah reciting Quran? This is now the perfection and the combination of nobility to its best. People say, I was in Arafat, it was a Friday. You know who was in our group? You know who was our muallim? You know who gave us a talk? You know who did the dua? You know what the moment was? I spent i'tikaf with this person, with this scholar. Wow, wow, wow. But what can, which words of which language can do justice to what Abdullah bin Rawaha said, that the Prophet of Allah was reciting Quran? Connect yourself with the Quran, my brother and my sister. Inna ja'alna ala qulubihim akinna. Verily, we had placed upon their hearts a veil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we had placed upon their hearts, verse number 57, a veil. Akinna, the plural of the word kinan. And this veil that Allah had placed was not to block them from the inception. It was their own arrogance, which then Allah made it into an actual barrier. So they themselves said, no, we don't understand, our hearts are blocked. And then Allah made it a blockage. Right?
وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا فِي أَكِنَّةٍ مِّمَّا تَدْعُونَا إِلَيْهِ وَفِي آذَانِنَا وَقْرٌ وَمِن بَيْنِنَا وَبَيْنِكَ حِجَابٌ.
Another verse, Juz 24, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the disbelievers said, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا فِي أَكِنَّةٍ. You know, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you read in, really, it doesn't resonate. It doesn't ring a bell to us, man. We don't relate to it. Actually, our hearts are blocked off.
وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا فِي أَكِنَّا مِمَّا تَدْعُونَنَا إِلَيْهِ وَفِي آذَانِنَا وَقْرٌ.
And you know what? There is deafness, and there's a prop in our ears, and there's a blockage in our ears.
وَمِن بَيْنِنَا وَبَيْنِكَ حِجَابٌ.
And there's a veil between us and you. فَعْمَلْ إِنَّنَا عَامِلُونَ. Do what you want to do. We're going to do what we want to. So they themselves initially said their hearts were blocked, it was sealed, and it was blocked off. And then Allah made that supposed intangible blockage a real blockage. By way of example, there's the hadith in Sahih Muslim, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam seen a person eating with his left hand. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, eat with your right hand. Eat with your right hand. He said, La astati'u, I cannot do so. The hadith goes on, Ma mana'ahu illa al-kibr. He could raise his right hand. There was mobility in his right hand, but it was his arrogance that didn't allow him to eat with his right hand. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Lastata'ta, may Allah make it such that you are unable to eat with your right hand. And immediately his right hand suffered a permanent paralysis. La ilaha illallah. The hadith of Sahih Muslim. What a warning. What a strong warning. What a strong warning. May Allah save me from arrogance. May Allah save you from arrogance. May Allah give me humility. May Allah give you humility. The Prophet of Allah said, eat with your right hand. What did he say? I cannot do so. The Messenger said, Lastata'ta, now you won't able to do so. And that was it. He was unable to then raise his right hand because as a word and a curse from the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, due to his arrogance. Did I not mention to you, my brother and my sister, in the inception, in episode number one, that one of the themes of this chapter of the Quran is speaking about the evil and repugnant and deplorable nature of pride and arrogance. May Allah protect us. Tufan mein kashtiya aur gamand mein hastiya duba karti hai. Wow, what did the Urdu poet say? When there are storms in the oceans, then vessels tend to sink, and in arrogance, humans tend to drown. Wow. Did you get that, my brother? When there are storms in the oceans, tufan mein kashtiya, then vessels and liners and ships, they tend to sink, and in pride and arrogance, humans drown. May Allah save us. So Allah says, inna ja'alna ala qulubihim akinna. We then put a veil over their hearts. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَن يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا. And there's a prop in their ears. There's deafness. There's thickle. They cannot hear.
وَإِن تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَىٰ فَلَن يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
My Allah, I can only beg you, guide me. My Allah, I can only beg you, guide me. My Allah, I can only beg you, guide me. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. A verse of the 17 Juz, chapter 23, Surah Al-Hajj. And the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgraces, nobody can give him honor. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَىٰ. And if you were to invite them,
if you were to invite them, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذَنْ أَبَدًا. Look at the emphasis here. They will never be guided. They will never be guided. When the avenues are blocked off, my brother and my sister, sometimes you observe the occurrences in the life of a person. There's multiple fatalities. There is so many callings from nature. You are feeling the jolt on your side. You feeling the tremor. You think this is a definite call for him to mend his ways, to change his ways. But lo and behold, I'm afraid the arrogance persists. لا لجوا في طغيانهم يعمهون. لا لجوا في, they persist in their deviation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the opening verses of the 8 Juz, the verse I recited before was a verse of the 18 Juz, and this is a verse of the 8th Juz. وَلَوْ أَنَّنَا نَزَّلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَكَلَّمَهُمُ الْمَوْتَى وَحَشَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قُبُلًا. وَلَوْ أَنَّنَا نَزَّلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, and if we send the angels down, وَكَلَّمَهُمُ الْمَوْتَى, and the dead man stands up from the grave, because this is one of their complaints and their requests. They said, وَلْيَبْعَثْ لَنَا مَنْ مَضَى مِنْ آبَائِنَا. In بِدَايَةُ الْبِدَايَةُ وَالنِّهَايَةُ, that's why I read this here. وَلْيَبْعَثْ لَنَا مَنْ مَضَى مِنْ آبَائِنَا, revive our ancestors. وَلْيَكُنْ فِيهِمْ قُسَيُّ بْنُ كِلَابٍ, and amongst the ancestors that you revive, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we want to see the likes of Qusay ibn Kilab must also be revived. And then he must come from the grave and he must tell us that you are a prophet. Then we'll consider accepting you. فَإِنْ صَدَقُوكَ صَدَّقْنَاكَ وَإِنْ كَذَبُوكَ كَذَّبْنَاكَ. Allah told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to answer them, قُلْ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّي هَلْ كُنْتُ إِلَّا بَشَرًا رَسُولًا. Say unto them, I'm a prophet, I'm a messenger, I don't have the powers myself. وَمَا يُشْعِرُكُمْ أَنَّهَا إِذَا جَاءَتْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Concluding verses of the 7 Juz, they're asking you of the miracles of the previous prophets. Those people didn't accept it. What makes you believe that they are going to accept it? If we were to send down the angels and make the dead speak, وَكَلَّمَهُمُ الْمَوْتَى وَحَشَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قُبُلًا, and put hell and paradise before them, مَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا, they were not to accept the truth. This is when the heart gets blocked off. This is serious, my brother. This is serious. That is why you would see the pious would make this dua, O Allah, protect us from the actions of Habtul Amal. Let us not do those actions which result in the destruction of our good. Allah, let us not do those evils which will deprive us of divine tawfiq. Give us the ability to do the actions which will attract more tawfiq from you. Sometimes it's arrogance and it can drop your whole wealth. Sometimes it's pride on your tahajjud and Allah will never let you get up again. لَأَنْ أَبِيتَ نَائِمًا وَأُصْبِحَ نَادِمًا أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ أَبِيتَ قَائِمًا وَأُصْبِحَ مُعْجِبًا. Mutarrif bin Abdullah bin Shikhir in Babul Ujb in Tanbihul Ghafilin, it is mentioned. He said, if I spend the whole night sleeping and then I get up for Fajr and I regret that I did not perform tahajjud, that is better for me than to spend the whole night in nocturnal optional prayer and then get up arrogant that I'm better than others. Oh my word, let me make some progress here. Okay, that's verse 57. Verse 58, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ. And your Lord, Ghafoor, He's so forgiving. He is so merciful. Oh my Allah. وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ. Like when I read this, it does something to me. نَبِّعْ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو مَغْفِرَةٍ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى ظُلْمِهِمْ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَشَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. How many verses do I read to you, my brother and my sister? وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورِ. وَرَبُّكَ, your Lord, غَفُور. Go into Arabic grammar here. You have غَافِر, you have غَفُور, you have غَفَّار. غَافِر is the one that forgives. غَفُور is the one that perpetually forgives. غَفَّار is the one who forgives in large volumes. Allah said, if you sin in occasionally, I still can forgive you. If you sin in all the time, I can forgive you. And if you have oceans of sins, my pardon is far greater than that. My pardon is far greater than your sins and your vice. ولما قسى قلبي وذاقت مذاهبي ولما قسى قلبي وذاقت مذاهبي. What were the words of that great scholar when he was leaving the world and they asked him, how do you feel? He said that عَلَى اللَّهِ وَارِدَ, I am going to meet Allah, fearing for my son, hoping for my mercy, optimistic for the forgiveness of my Lord. وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورِ, your Lord is forgiven. ذُرَّحْمَنِ. Let me say to you one thing here, my brother. Allah is not waiting for you to default. Allah is not waiting to get. Sometimes we punish ourselves too much. Oh, I did this. I think Allah is angry with me. Allah doesn't want to punish you. You know, then I cry when I read, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ. What will Allah achieve in punishing you? Just do two things. شَكَرْتُمْ, be grateful. How must you be grateful? آمَنْتُمْ, bring iman. After iman, what must you do? قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمْ. Say, I brought iman on Allah, and then live a life according to the dictates of that demand. You said, نَكَحْتُهَا, I married this woman. Now honor the contract of that nikah. I'm not asking for anything different. A wife says to her husband, her husband says, the contract we started, just honor it. وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورِ, your Lord is forgiving. ذُرَّحْمَةِ, he is merciful. Then what does Allah say? لَوْ يُؤَاخِذُهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا. If Allah wants to take them to task, he can punish them immediately. لَوْ يُؤَاخِذُهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا. If he wants to punish them now, oh, he's fixed the time and he's not bound by that time. But it is his nature that he doesn't go against the time that he's fixed. But if he decides to strike now at me or you, لَوْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَذَّبَ أَهْلَ سَمَاوَاتِهِ وَأَهْلَ أَرْضِهِ لَعَذَّبَهُمْ وَهُوَ غَيْرُ ظَالِمٍ. If Allah punishes us all, that is absolute justice from Him. We have defaulted. لَا عَجَّلَ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابِ. He can instantly give them punishment. بَلْ لَهُمْ مَوْعِدٌ. But He has appointed a time and a place, right? A zarf of waqt or zaman or time or place. He has fixed a time. لَنْ يَجِدُوا مِن دُونِهِ مَوْئِلًا. لَنْ in Arabic comes for emphasis. They will never find an escape from it. The time will come. Allah gives so much grace and leniency and clemency. You think this man's going to live forever. You think this man's going to be healthy forever. You think this man's going to be prosperous forever. And then Allah strikes. But the system of Allah striking is generally is gradually. Sometimes suddenly as well. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَنْقُسُ الْأَرْضَ مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا. Oh my word. Oh my word. Oh my word. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَنْقُسُ الْأَرْضَ مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا أَفَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. Like, you need to understand this that don't they see we narrowing the lands upon them from all sides? Do they still think they're going to win? أَفَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. Do you still think you'll be dominant? كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَا لَمْ نُمَكِّنْ لَكُمْ. Go see on the earth people who we anchored much more than you, how we wiped them out. بَلْ لَهُمْ مَوْعِدٌ لَنْ يَجِدُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ مَوْئِلًا. We have an appointment from which they will not find any rescue, any asylum, any shelter or any protection. And that takes us on to verse number 59 now. وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا. And they are the towns and the cities. And again, another verse comes to mind. وَإِن مِّن قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا نَحْنُ مُهْلِكُوهَا قَبْلَ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ أَوْ مُعَذِّبُوهَا عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. My brother, everybody swims in his own pond, right? In Surah Shu'ara, in the 19th juz of the Quran, Allah says, وَالشُّعَرَاءُ يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَاوُونَ أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادٍ يَهِيمُونَ. أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادٍ يَهِيمُونَ. Don't you see how the poets move around in the valleys of poetry, singing away in his own thing. Each person is consumed, he's drowned, he's overwhelmed, he's overpowered by his own fantasy. A believer needs to swim in the ocean of Qur'an. Swim in the ocean of Qur'an. One verse with another verse, one reflection with another reflection, one deduction with another deduction, one commentary with another commentary. Verse number 59, وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا. And these are the towns and the cities, we destroyed them when they oppressed, when they sinned. وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا. And we have made an appointed time for their destruction. The time of every nation and the lifespan of every individual has been decreed by Allah. إِنَّمَا نَعُدُّ لَهُمْ عَدَّا. We just counting for their time to lapse and then we will strike. We ask Allah to make us amongst those people that we can change. Someone said, change as long as it is early. And what is early? As long as you are breathing. And you have no guarantee of life, so it has to happen today and now. Let us be amongst those people who repent to Allah today and connect to the Quran for the remaining part of our life. Was it the quotation of Abu Bakr? He said, radiallahu anhu, one form of repentance is change your future and that will atone for your past. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.